Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
I got a notice that I purchased something from you, and I'm wondering if you can tell me what it was.
Okay, so I work for a third-party country center where we do service a wide range of merchants. If you'll provide me with your first and last name, I can look and see if you have an account with one of our merchants.
Okay. My name is Carol Raffaelli, and this is called Something Super Quick, and there was a charge of $7.95, and then a charge of $56.95, and I didn't purchase anything, so I wonder what it is. Could you tell me what the item is?
Okay. For security purposes, Michelle, can you verify your address for me?
My address is 423 Pinewood Lake Drive in Venice, Florida.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have a smartwatch. Give me just a second.
Oh, I didn't purchase it for $56.
Okay, so what occurred here is showing that you purchased a smartwatch with the gadget. Hold on. With the discount shopping store. I'm sorry. Now, the discount shopping store has all the latest and hottest gadgets, gifts and gadgets, of course. Now, I'm showing here that they actually offered you the smartwatch, which monitors your heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen level for free. You just had to pay the shipping and handling. However, the reason for the free offer is, of course, to join their membership. Now, with their membership, they do provide you with a $125 voucher every month so that you're able to shop at the discount store.
Oh, well, would you please cancel that out? Because, first of all, I didn't get it.
You didn't get what?
I didn't get a watch in the mail. And if I do get a watch in the mail, I'm not going to accept it.
Okay, so all sales are final. We're not able to take those watches back once they left the warehouse. So it is still yours to keep, and of course, it is a free gift. So,
I'm telling you, I'm not paying for it. So, my credit
again,
card.
Again, ma'am, the watch is a free gift. What you were charged for was the membership for the discount shopping store.
But I never agreed to that.
Do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that watch by mail?
No, I never agreed to anything.
Okay, so in order for this account to be created and you to receive that watch, you do have to agree to the terms and conditions as well as your age. In the terms and conditions, it notify you as well as give you an opportunity to decline the offer of membership. If not declined at the point of sale or within the first 48 hours of the purchase, then you are automatically enrolled.
I just found out about it today, and she said the purchase was the 29th, and today was the second purchase. The 56 was today. I said, I'm not doing it. It's canceled, and the credit card company is not going to pay it. I had a long talk, and they said
It's showing that it's already been paid. What I can do is get the account canceled. What I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled, as well as provide you with a 35% refund of the $56.95.
No, I'm not paying a nickel of it.
Okay,
it's
and
already been on my end with my credit card.
And that's even if we're able to provide you with a 50% refund.
And I'm not taking any, I'm not paying it.
Let me ask you, did you do a dispute with your bank?
She's going to set up some kind of a thing like that. She told me, I spoke to her a few minutes ago. She said it's not it's pending. It might take a day or two, and we'll get right on it. And you, but you call them and let them know. I said, well, I'm going to call them, and I'm very, very disappointed. This is some kind of a scam, I'm sure. So close me out, and I'm not paying it. So she said, okay, they would handle it. And
okay.
I'm calling you.
The reason I'm asking is because we can get the account canceled, and I will go ahead and get the account refunded back. However, if there's a dispute on the account, open dispute on the account, then the refund will not be processed. So, again, have you already created a dispute on the account?
No, I just told them I'm not paying it, but I wanted to know what are they telling me I purchased? And she said, you have to call the merchant, and there's two of them. And I think you're related because they were both said the same thing. They both said something about a watch, and they both said that, I don't know, one was called You're Super Quick, and somebody else has got a different name, but it's the same scam. So I'm sorry. I'm just notifying you. Forget it. I'm not paying anything, and I'm not accepting it because nothing has arrived here.
Miss Carol.
I've already
notified you that I am going to cancel the account as well as issue the refund back, meaning that you will not have to pay anything. Again, the watch is yours to keep.
I don't want anything from you. This is too upsetting what you did to me. I'm sorry. I don't want it. I don't want any dealings with you or anybody else who would do such a fraudulent thing. I'm not happy. I'm just calling to notify, and I'm going to hang up now. Goodbye.